Putting a smile on your face to start the day. Here's a cup of joy on the Andy Summer Show.
This is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh,
okay,
adorable.
And we want to know, hear from you if you had an imaginary friend when you were growing up, or like a whoopee that you just wouldn't let go of, or something like that. So you can always share those stories at 215-263-6700. So there's this little boy named Theo. He's 2 years old, and he lives in Salt Lake City, Utah. And when he saw Benny, he knew that this guy was his BFF forever. Mm-hmm. Benny is a 5-foot skeleton. So his mom buys Benny and brings Benny home, and little Theo takes him with him everywhere he goes.
That's cute.
They dress him up. He sits at the kitchen table when he's having his breakfast. Actually, Theo sits on Benny's skeleton legs.
Little bony lap.
Yes. Wraps his arms around him and eats his cereal from the kitchen table.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. He watches him as Benny watches Theo as Theo takes a nap in his crib. There's this chair sitting there.
Looking over him.
Watches him. They sit on the stoop together and wave to people as they walk by.
Interesting.
The pictures are the sweetest things you could ever imagine. He sets him up in the living room when he's sitting on the floor playing with his train set. And there's
very cute and very, very odd.
There's
the
little
same
Benny,
time.
Like,
just hanging out together.
Funny, yeah. And little, this little 2-year old Theo has like a
very sweet.
Got his binky in his mouth and his skeleton by his side.
Good morning. It's the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU. Andy had a great story about a 2-year-old who has befriended a 5-foot-tall plastic skeleton. Now they're best friends.
Yeah, and we want to know about your imaginary friends growing up, Wendy.
Hi, good morning. So somewhere along the lines with me getting in trouble with my parents, I decided that Robin from Batman and Robin was my imaginary friend, and I really thought he was there. So the first time, I know, the first time my mom was like, what did you do, blah, 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 and I'm like, Robin did it. And she's like, Batman's Robin?
Oh, my gosh.
Genius.
And I don't know. I think I was like maybe 5 or 6, and someone said, why is Robin your friend and not Batman? And I was like, because he's the brains behind it.
That's fantastic. I love it. I think you were Batman.
Oh. Could be. So that's my story.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
I love it. I always wondered, like, how kids came up with imaginary friends. Because I remember trying to when I was little, and it just didn't stick. I couldn't do it. But yours got you out of trouble because you just blamed everything on him.
Yeah.
And then he was with me a long time.
Oh, is he, really? Is he still with you today?
You know, he is. Okay. And being Halloween, I was Robin every year. It was hilarious.
That's so funny.
Can you see it right now? No, officer, I wasn't speeding. Robin was driving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Gets you out of everything. Wendy, thank you so much. Thanks, both of you.
You're very welcome. Robin says the same.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Gosh, golly, gee, Williger, zimmity, jippity do, Batman.
What? That's awesome.
That's great.
Hey, I just wanted to mention, that is tremendous. And if you've got a great story for us, we'd love to hear it. 215-263-6700. Tomorrow morning at this time, we're supposed to be talking to Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yay.
So we will connect with them tomorrow at this exact time. So make sure you're listening.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
Thank you for starting off your Friday Eve. That sounds good, right? With the Andy Summer Show on 92.5 XTU.
It does. It does. And this is right when, like, imaginary friend stories get spooky.
Good morning, Sean. Tell us your story.
Good morning. So I was about 4 years old. Mom was making breakfast one morning, and I asked her to set 2 more places of breakfast. And she's like, for who? And I said, my friends, which my mom knew I had an imaginary friend. But thought it was odd I had 2. She goes, well, who are they? So I name a first and these 2 boys' first names and last names. Mom thought it was weird.
They even had last names.
Yeah, they even had last names. So Mom headed over to where my stepdad worked. It was on the milk farm out in Ohio. And she was telling him that morning, and the farm owner gets real pale as a ghost. walks away, comes back about 10 minutes later with the newspaper. And I had named the first and last name of two boys that were murdered in our house 30 years before that.
No.
Yes, I did. We moved shortly thereafter.
I guess. Yeah, you did. So, Sean, do you remember anything about these imaginary friends?
I don't remember anything about them other than that story. And still to this day, Mom, you know, all of us still talk about it. And we laugh about it. I mean, it's pretty much normal where I grew up and where I came from. Paranormal stuff was just the norm, the run of the norm. So
I hope you didn't stay friends with them very long.
I hope not.
they weren't the bad guys. They were the victims.
Yeah. They were the victims, and they were stuck where they were stuck. But still, to be able to name the first and last name of two boys that had been murdered was a little spooky.
Wow. Have you had, like, experiences with the dead since then?
Oh, By far, as I've seen, I've had cupboards open and closed in front of me. I've seen and heard stuff. My mother's seen and heard stuff. It's a pretty neat occurrence when it happens on a normal basis.
Neat? That's the word you'd go with?
Oh, you get used to it. It's just, you know, sure, the hair on your arm stand up, and you just kind of laugh, and you talk to them. You know, you try to figure out, okay, why are you here?
Andy, would you ever get used to it?
I don't know. It's never happened. It's never happened to me.
Oh, yeah. My kitchen covers in a house I owned out in Ohio, one night they just start opening and closing. And they just
hang out with Sean more.
It's been an interesting day.
His stomach is turning a little bit right now. Sorry, I think we have a bad connection. Yeah. Sean, thanks so much for calling.
No worries. Thanks. Love you guys. Love your show.
Fresh squeeze.
Age free.
Now with more fiber.
The Andy Summers Show.
The best way to start your day.
Weekday mornings on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.